With just days to go before the Wisconsin primary, all five presidential candidates are in the state. Wisconsin's Republican Governor Scott Walker said today he's endorsing Ted Cruz. Here he is on WTMJ Radio.
Cruz coming from the middle of the country, I think having those sorts of roots, having, you know, putting an importance on family, coming out of, again, you know, even having a father, being a preacher, I can relate to that because as the son of a minister, you know, you're taught to stand up on your beliefs. And you're taught not to back down, but you're taught to be decent and civil to people. And I think that's something that's incredibly important.
Well, later today, Donald Trump will hold a rally in the Wisconsin hometown of House Speaker Paul Ryan and will probably address this morning's news that Trump's campaign manager has been charged with battery involving an incident with a reporter in Florida. The Trump campaign says Corey Lewandowski is innocent. But joining us to talk about Wisconsin via Skype from Milwaukee is Craig Gilbert, Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Craig, welcome.
Nice to be with you.
Well, first of all, what does Scott Walker's endorsement mean in Wisconsin, do you think?
Well, you know, Scott Walker's lost a lot of ground with voters overall in Wisconsin, but he's still pretty popular in the Republican base. I mean, he's got favorability ratings of close to 90% with Republican voters. So it does carry some weight. And it's not just Scott Walker, of course. I mean, a good part of the Republican and conservative establishment in Wisconsin is lining up against Donald Trump and, to a large extent, with Ted Cruz.
So it didn't surprise you that Walker endorsed Cruz?
No, it was not a surprise. I mean, he kind of had hinted at it. There's a lot of strategy and tactical considerations going on here on the Republican side. People are making the argument, the practical argument, that a vote for Ted Cruz is the only way to stop Donald Trump. And so Governor Walker's endorsement sort of makes sense in that context.
Although I am thinking back to some of the primary states we've been in this year. In South Carolina, Nikki Haley lined up against Donald Trump. And in Tennessee, the governor there was against Donald Trump. And yet he managed to win both of those states and many others. Let's listen to Donald Trump on the radio in Wisconsin yesterday with Charlie Sykes of WTMJ, who pressed Trump on the fight he's having with Ted Cruz over tweets and ads about their wives.
He started it. If he didn't start it, it would have never happened. What? Nothing like this would have ever happened. But he started it. So, but
just
I would
remember we're not on.
You just said it's fine with me.
We're not on a playground. We're running for president of the United States.
I agree with that 100%. And my views are.
If Trump is able to pull off another win in Wisconsin, what will be the reason for it?
Well, it'll be fascinating if that happens. One thing he's got going for him here is it's a very white, blue-collar state. It's demographically great for Donald Trump because that's the core of his support. It's just that he hasn't polled well, and now he has kind of these political forces lined up against him. So it'll be a great test of what you alluded to earlier, which is whether, you know, the Republican and conservative establishment can kind of carry its weight against Donald Trump. That seems like it's more plausible in Wisconsin than it has been in some other states because this state is so polarized along party lines, and the kind of conservative Republican apparatus is pretty cohesive in Wisconsin. So it'll be a great test of that. If he does win, I think it's a huge blow to the Stop Trump movement because they have sort of certain things going for them in this state. It's a good opportunity state for them. It's also a big blow to the Republican and conservative establishment in Wisconsin because they've raised the stakes for themselves.
What about on the Democratic side specifically? What should we be watching for there? Hillary Clinton is leading by 6 points in the latest poll.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody views it as either a toss-up or maybe even somewhat favorable to Bernie Sanders because, again, the demographics of the state, it's a very white state. There's not a big African-American vote, which is not so good for Hillary Clinton. She lost here by 17 points to Barack Obama in 2008. The polling has been really tight. I mean, polling has been kind of a toss-up. Bernie Sanders really does need to win here because it's a better state for him than a lot of states that voted earlier in March. And if he's going to convince people that he has a credible chance of catching her, he needs to start doing that in Wisconsin.
Craig Gilbert, one of the things that has factored into this election so far is that a lot of people who are angry, that feel that they have been left behind in this economic recovery, are coming out, especially for Donald Trump. How is the economy in Wisconsin right now? How would you describe it? Have they been left behind or is it doing well?
The economy is a very mixed bag. I mean, what's funny about it is that there's been a running and very partisan debate over the health of the Wisconsin economy throughout the Scott Walker regime in Wisconsin because obviously of the political implications for him. So, you know, Republicans will tell you for the most part the economy is doing pretty well and Democrats will say it's been doing terrible. I mean, this came up in some of the talk radio interviews where some of Trump's critics on talk radio were attacking Trump for questioning the health of the Wisconsin economy and questioning the performance of Governor Walker. But clearly, there are a lot of voters that have been lagging. There's a lot of this is a state that's lost a lot of industrial jobs, even though there's still a lot of industrial jobs here. So this is kind of the Trump constituency. To some extent, it's the Sanders constituency. The voters that have been hit hard are open to the messages from those candidates. And so along with everything else, I think the Republican primary here will be a test of the depth of that kind of economic anxiety.
That's Craig Gilbert, the Washington bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, joining us today from Milwaukee ahead of the Wisconsin primary. Craig, thanks.
Nice to be with you.